spelled in ID8 order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart is present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel is present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present. Mr. Perello?
Here.
Is here. And Mr. Sykes? Is absent. And I believe I have Joseph Abraham from the Democrat and Ken Walter on the line as well.
Yes.
Thank you. And yes. I think that's everyone so far.
Okay, so first item is approval of the minutes from the August 10th regular meeting, a special meeting on August 26th. Motion?
I'll move it, Susie.
I'll second it.
See discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Bills. They're from the last one. I didn't see any revisions. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so a motion to approve the schedule of payments as of September 8th.
I'll move it, Carol.
So I'll second it, Paul.
Any discussion on any of the items? Then I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Next is the staff report. Board members have any questions, or does staff want to add anything?
This is Jennifer. I'd just like to add that Julio and I are finishing up the draft budget for 2021, and so we will get the draft to you in the next few days. For discussion and approval in October.
Great. Any questions from the board? Then we'll go into new business. The first item is discussion and approval of the board officers and committee members. There was a proposed list sent to everybody. Any comments or any concerns from anybody that's on the list? Okay. So what the proper we have, do we actually vote on this? Walter? Jen?
Yes.
We do, correct?
Yes.
So a motion to accept the officers and committees of the ID as that was distributed. Motion?
So moved.
Howard and Paul?
Yep.
I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I wanted to let everybody know that Mr. Sykes is now here, and that was him that voted aye along with everybody else.
Thank you. Okay, so the next is a resolution authorizing payment of the Partnership for Economic Development in Sullivan County for the third quarter. 2020, a motion on that?
Move it. Second.
Howard or Paul?
Joe.
That was Joe.
Second?
Say your names, guys. Whenever you're moving or seconding, say your name.
Okay, Sue.
Thank you, Joe.
Did you know my voice?
I did know your voice. They didn't.
Howard, second. Before we vote, I just want to make it, Steingart has done printing, not directly for the partnership, but through an outside agency. So I just want to disclose it, which I've had prior approval from the county attorney. I just want to disclose that. I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next resolution is extending the sales tax abatement period for Varia Lifestyle from October 1st. 2020 through March 31st, 2021. Motion?
Are they still doing repairs there? And what are they doing?
There are, let's get it on the table and then we can discuss it, Joe, if that's okay.
That's great. All right, I'll make a motion. Joe.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay, then discussion item, Joe's question. You want to answer, Walter? It was in there that they're doing work to be able to open with all the changes.
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of issues with them, which I would like to condition this extension upon resolving. You know, when you go to the diner, they have the soup du jour. When you deal with Varia, they have the executive du jour. And the executive du jour just changed again. Gaurav Bidazari, who we were dealing with for a while, is no longer with the company. We have an outstanding, previously approved amendment to their pilot that's never been resolved on their side, and we have a previously approved issue with their original application, which did not include the name of the entity that ultimately purchased the sewer treatment plant. They filed an application saying Barry is going to purchase these, you know, 21 parcels, and when it came time to close, they got advice from someone to put the sewer plant in a separate entity. That has been hanging around, Jen, for March 1st, I believe.
At least, yeah.
And we need to get those things solved. So those are two things that I would appreciate it if the board made the extension contingent upon them actually finalizing those two prior initiatives. Then, in response to Joe's question, we need to make the board needs to make a policy decision on how to handle changes to a project occasioned by the new regulations issued by the Department of Health related to COVID-19. In some cases, like the casino, it was built with equipment that's compliant, so there's nothing they need to do to upgrade their ventilation systems. That's not the case at the at Yo One. They have those 60-odd interior no-window treatment rooms, spa treatment rooms. You've probably all been over there and seen them. They need to purchase and install an upgraded ventilation system for the salon and for those spa treatment rooms in order to reopen. What is going to be our policy on those type of improvements for a project that is still open? In other words, they're still in the construction phase of this project. They're still never finished.
This is Joe. Walter, I think that if they have to make these improvements to comply to today's, you know, environment, I think we should extend those benefits to them so they could be compliant, so they could do business and employ people. That's what it's all about.
I agree.
Okay, and if that is the majority of the board's position, which obviously, you know, makes sense, then what they're going to have to do, and it can be done by a letter application, is to say, we want to amend our project that you approved, because when we approved their project, we didn't approve COVID-19 compliant ventilation systems. So we're going to have to get them to ask us that question, and we're going to have to then respond to their, let's call it, amended application to include those improvements.